Dear Diary by Stripe. From Bus Driver Eridan 2024. A competition run on the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey.
Nana told me that it would be a good idea to try and keep a diary. I have never tried something like this before, but Nana's a very smart woman, so I think it's worth a shot.
Ooh.
So hello, diary. My name is Jade Harley. It is nice to meet you. I just turned 15, and today was my very first day of high school ever. I was super nervous to go, but Nana told me that it would be good to go and meet all the other students and teachers. She dropped me off in the morning with her car, and I had to go to the principal's office right away to get my schedule. The school was so big with a lot of different people walking around of all different types, but I did my best to be friendly to everybody that I walked past. My grandpa always used to say that it was good to give everybody the benefit of the doubt first and foremost, but also to keep my rifle handy just in case. When I got to the principal's office, I met a very bubbly-looking troll. She said her name was Miss Pikesies, but that I could call her for fairy, lol. She gave me my schedule and told me where all of my classes were. My first class was my engineering course with Mr. Zahak. He was really tall and beefy and kind of sweaty, but he did seem pretty good with mechanical stuff, and he had some neat robots in the back of the classroom that he let us look at. I even got to show off some of what I knew about robots after keeping up with JBot for all these years. My second class was business class with Mr. Egbert. He was a very stately-looking man with a professional-looking hat and a suit, and he told us all about the cool ways to succeed in business. The most important thing we learned was how to pack our professional suitcases with all of the important things that we will need to bring back and forth to work every day, and he shared copies of the Businessman magazine, too. My third class was history class with Miss Circuit. She was another troll who told us all about pirates and how cool they were. It was super awesome. My fourth class was computer class with Mr. Captor. He was telling us all about how to do coding, but I didn't understand any of it. Luckily, my good friend Jake was there to help me out. I don't think he is much better at coding than I am, lol, but at least he was somebody else to talk to while I tried to figure it out. After that, I had lunch. I got to go and eat lunch with my friends Dave and Rose, and of course, Jake was there too. Dave did lots of funny raps, and Rose did a literary critique of all of his funny raps that I did not fully understand, but I did think was pretty funny. Jake told us about some of his adventures. After lunch, I had English class with Miss Lalonde. That is Rose's mom. I did not know much about Rose's mom other than that she is a very pretty lady, but I think it makes sense that she would be good at English class because she is Rose's mom. Mr. Strider taught us math after that. He used his funny puppets to show us how to take derivatives in calculus class. It was very educational, even if Dave was very grumpy about the puppets. And I ended the day with PE class. Coach Ventus was the one who taught us PE, and he was so angry and shouted at us all the time. Just like this. So I shouted right back at him in his nubby horns, lol. After that, I went home on the bus. The bus driver was a very grumpy-looking troll. He said that we should all put respect on his name and call him Sir Ampora, but Rose said we should just call him Eridan, lol. I think I saw a kid shoot a spitball at the back of his head. You know, I did not really think that this would make me feel any better, but Nana was right. Writing in a diary was fun. I'll try it again tomorrow. Hi, diary. I am back. Today at high school, I got a new lab partner in my engineering class. Her name is Kanaya, and she is a very classy girl. Oh, she is like one of the very popular girls in school, but she is not mean like the popular girls in movies are. She is just very fashionable. We talked about our favorite clothes, and she gave me some new ideas about clothes that I'm going to go and alchemize later. I also started talking next to the boys who sit at my table in history class. One is named Tavros, and he seems nice, but he keeps talking about his self-confidence all the time and how confident he is. I liked him at first, but now it's getting kind of weird. His friend also sits with us, but I didn't really catch his name. He's like a clown, though. I think maybe he is on drugs, even though I am pretty sure we were all taught to say no to drugs. Dave was also very funny at lunch today. He said so many witty things. So many. Lol. I saw somebody throw a whole unwrapped banana at our bus driver on the way home. So gross. I think that is all for today. I will talk to you tomorrow. Hi, diary. It is tomorrow. By which I mean it is now today. Bad news. Tavros from history class asked me out, and he was talking all about how I should like him because he is all confident now. No, I asked to be moved and I got sat next to two girls. They keep role-playing as a cat and a dragon. They seem really cool, actually. I will continue to sit with them. We had a substitute teacher in one of my classes today, and they just showed us a movie. I think it's the kind of movie that John would have liked. He always liked the movies with the really macho action heroes. Anyways, today on the bus, somebody threw an apple at Aridin's head. I'm surprised he did not get hurt, but maybe troll skulls are harder than human skulls? I guess they have to be different somehow if they are going to have horns growing out of the middle of them. It's been a few days, but there's been a big new development. There's going to be a dance. I think it's the homecoming dance? Yes, that sounds right. Either way, it is definitely a dance where people dress up in cute outfits and ask other people out and dance with them. I'm super excited to go. It's always looked so much fun in movies, but I have never gotten the chance to go. I wonder who I should ask out. Tavros is definitely off the table, and Jake is not an option for obvious reasons, lol. I guess there is always Dave. Don't tell anybody, but I used to have a little bit of a crush on him, but things got kind of weird after we kissed 2 years ago. I still like him a lot, but I don't know if I can get over how that went. It was my first kiss and everything, and then with everything that happened after. I could also ask out one of the girls I know instead. Oh, I know some people do it, and Rose is very pretty, so is Kanaya, and Nepeta and Terezi are both very fun to talk to. It is really so hard to choose. I think that I will sleep on it for a little bit, and maybe once I wake up, I will decide who I would like to take to the homecoming dance with me. Hi, Diary. I think I've decided who I'm going to ask. I'm going to invite everybody, but also nobody. I'm pretty sure that you are allowed to just go to the dance with your friends, and so I think that I just want to go and dance with all of my friends. That sounds really nice. I wonder what kind of music they play at homecoming dances. But okay, the rest of my school day. I made a working potato battery in engineering class, and Nepeta and Rose talked a lot about their favorite romance novels, lol. Also, I shouted more at Mr. Vantis today. That fuckass. And somebody threw a whole pineapple at the bus driver today. I went to the dance. It was so much fun. There were a lot of flashing lights, and there was a punch bowl with some really good fruity drink in it. I got to dance with everybody there. I got to dance with Rose, and she showed me how to do a waltz. I danced with Dave and did not ever trip over his ghost tail once. I danced with Jake and did a lot of funky dance moves, and I danced with a whole lot of other people too. I still don't really get what a homecoming dance is, though. Is it just another name for prom, or is it a totally different school dance? If it's different, then do they do anything different at them? I know they are supposed to be fun, but honestly, I do not know what you do at them other than drink punch and dance. I guess those things are fun? I haven't really done either of them before. I mean, I have danced, but I never really got to dance with other people, so maybe that's different than dancing alone in your room? Diary, I think I need to be honest with you. This whole time, I have been lying. I am not really a high school girl. I guess if I lived somewhere normal, then I would be old enough to go to high school. At least I think I'm old enough, but I never really understood public school systems. I think they're different in different countries, too. Bleh. My Nana did tell me to keep a diary, but I did not think that my own life would be exciting enough to write in a diary. I live on a golden ship with my ghost jester ecto-mom, a talking and floating squid cat who I always want to bark at, and a bunch of consorts who go glub and knack, and they're cute and all, but they are not my friends. Every day I feel guilty about what happened to John and Dave Sprite. I don't know how I'm going to be able to look Dave and Rose in the face when I see them again, like, hello, you've been off having fun with trolls for 3 years, and I know you have been looking forward to seeing John again, but too bad, he died. It doesn't even make sense, because he just died out of nowhere. He wasn't heroic or just or anything other than very, very sad. I thought that maybe if I pretended to be somewhere else for a while and could imagine hanging out with my friends, then I might feel less sad. I found some movies lying around in Dave and Rose's old houses that I've watched by myself, and there are a lot of movies about high school. I thought it might be fun to pretend to be normal for a little bit, even though I am a girl with dog ears who can grow and shrink entire planets on a whim. Maybe the problem is that I am so far from being normal that I am bad at pretending to be normal. I don't know. I guess it was fun for a little bit, though. It was nice to think about sitting in a cafeteria and eating weird school food with Dave and Rose. I bet they would have very clever things to say about eating school foods because they are both very funny. I miss talking to them so much, and I really miss talking to John. I know that one day I might get to talk to Dave and Rose again, assuming that they can ever forgive me, but the idea that John is gone forever is... Actually, I don't want to write about that. I think that writing things down is making me sadder. I'm going to go and see if watering my plants helps a little. It's been a while since I last watered them. Dear diary, all my plants are dead. Nana keeps trying to cheer me up, but every time she tells a joke, it just feels so wrong. Like, the joke should be funny, but I'm so sad that it feels wrong to find anything funny. Doesn't she know that we are all supposed to be sad? I mean, it was her grandson I got killed. She should be mad at me, too. Not trying to make me feel better. I keep trying to figure out what to write in this diary, but I'm running out of things to say about my real life. It's always the same thing. I go down to hang out on the planet sometimes, but nothing ever changes. The denizens are all asleep. I've made some progress on my planet's puzzles and side quests, but what is even the point? John isn't here. And that might mean that we won't be able to win even when we join the new session and meet Jake and all of his friends. Everything feels so pointless. I'm still powering this ship because I know that they will need the planets when I get through to the other side, but will it even matter? I miss dreaming on Prospect. Sometimes when I wake up, I think I'm on Prospect because the ship is the same gold that Prospect was made of. Sometimes I think that maybe everything with the game session was just one really big nightmare. But then I look around and I see the ship and I see my god-tiered jammies and... I don't think that writing in this diary is making me feel better anymore. It just makes me feel sadder. I actually don't know if that is possible. I think I'm just going to set this down for now, though. Maybe I will find some other way to make this trip bearable. Maybe there are some books or something in Rose's place that will be fun. Hello! If you are reading this, then you are reading the travelogue of Jade the Good Witch. I am going out on a long journey to defeat the evil Lord English and put the realm back into the hands of the people. Today is the day that I set out on my quest. I am joined by my two good friends, Dave the Knight and Rose the Seer. Together, the three of us will travel to the unknown lands to meet up with the other heroes of legend and save the world. Today is the first day on our journey and we stopped in a tavern to relax for the night. The troll girl behind the tavern was kind of spooky and told us all about some rumors of the place around us. Apparently there is a centaur who keeps breaking his bow and arrows, a spider woman who can control people with her mind, and a vampire who glows. As I turned to talk to Dave and Rose about whether we should check out any of these mysteries, I ended up running into the guy who was mopping the floors. He was a fishy troll who spoke with extra W's. I accidentally knocked over his water bucket too. Oops. I think the road ahead of us will be very long, and it will not be easy, but I know that I can do it if I have my friends by my side.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.